From our meeting. We are right at 2:00, and we're going to go to our public comment period first before we have the prosecution team commence its case. And I have four cards for the public comment period, and these are comments for items not on today's agenda. Eric Greening, Ms. Taylor, Mr. Payne, who is not here, and then Mr. Weimer. And if anyone else wishes to address us on anything not on the agenda, please get a speaker card, fill it out, and have it brought up to me. Yes. Did you?
You wanted to speak as well.
Okay, you wanted to speak as well at public comment. 1029?
Yes,
okay. Let's put that down here. Okay, Mr. Greening, go ahead. You have 3 minutes.
Thank you. I am Eric Greening from Atascadero. At your last meeting, I read language from San Luis Obispo County Measure J indicating the intention to construct a package wastewater treatment plant to serve a large development which happens to occupy a floodplain, and other language preempting any county department from reviewing or conditioning any part of the project aside from the minimal requirements of a ministerial building permit. Since county environmental health would normally oversee the plans for the wastewater treatment plant and is out of the picture, I asked if your board could get involved at any stage sooner than your normal role permitting the ultimate discharge. I've heard several answers. At the meeting, Ms. Oaken said they could take the risk of building a treatment plant and then see if your board would or would not approve the discharge. Mr. Thomas said the developers had been in contact with your staff, presumably seeking advice and guidance. Since the meeting, Mr. Packard has suggested to me that the discharge and the facility creating the discharge could be subject to CEQA. Since the county is unable to conduct CEQA review, that would give your board the lead agency role. I know such a role is unusual for you, but it's not unheard of. Several years back, I remember when you exercised lead agency authority relative to proposed land application of sewage sludge near San Miguel, the county having forfeited that role. So I'm here to ask you if that will be the case in this instance. If you are in a position to assume lead agency status, will it take an agendized board action to do so, or can staff proceed with initial study with your board role beginning with the decision of what level of environmental review is appropriate? I think it would be best if everyone, the developer, the community, your board, and your staff were all on the same page with this, because I think somebody has to do it, and if it's you, I hope you will take the affirmative action you need to. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I think we did discuss this, Ms. Greening, Mr. Greening, at the last board
right,
the one in
this
Monterey.
Is a follow-up comment
right.
Based on
right.
questions that have come
right.
up from the responses both at that meeting and
right.
since. Thank you.
And, okay, thank you. And so, Mr. Thomas, where are we with that?
I don't know the answer to the question about will we be lead agency on that. Harvey Packard might have more information on it, but
okay.
we would wait for direction from our council and some application from the applicant, I believe, Mr. Packard.
Harvey Packard. We possibly could end up being lead agency. It depends on how many other, if other state agencies also will have CEQA responsibilities. For instance, a fishing game or a CEQA lead, we might be able to be co-leads with them. But I suspect we will end up being lead agency for construction of the plant.
You think that will happen?
Yes.
For construction of the plant only, not for the project?
Just for the plant, yes.
Okay.
Could we instruct staff to get a definitive answer about that? And
well, yeah, we're going to have to.
Yeah.
Lori could probably answer better than I could,
okay,
but that's my understanding of this.
All point. Right, let's have an answer about that. And
let's have that as part of the next EO report.
Yeah, right.
Executive officer's report. You can give us a status on that.
Okay.
Okay. Ms. Taylor.
Good afternoon. My name is Gwen Taylor. I'm a resident of Los Osos. This is not December 1st, but that is what I had on the agenda to speak to you about. Los Osos was not on your agenda. So this is what I was going to tell you. Since 1994, as the Basin Plan was being developed, there have been three executive officers, Ken Jones, William Leonard, and Roger Briggs. Any one of these executive officers could have and should have ordered the implementation of an on-site wastewater management district by the county. The Los Osos area is the area that is under question now. This board should mandate an on-site wastewater district now as a mitigation until the sewer project is in and completed. A realistic time should for the completion of the sewer project and hookup by all property owners be at least 2015. Until the project is available for hookup, a wastewater management district will address the potential problems of on-site treatment disposal systems. The Water Board can address the requirements of an on-site wastewater management district for Los Osos if they will set aside the political pressure that has dictated their actions in the past. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Weimer?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick point. As I was talking to people outside, they were asking me whether, you know, about the agreement that they signed in one case, the agreement they were about to sign.
Yeah, Mr. Weimer, this is supposed to be for things not on the agenda.
Okay.
This is
anyway,
the general public comment.
Got it. They weren't clear on it. I'm going to put on a little different hat at this point, and to say I used to work for the Department of Corrections, and there I learned the first principle of law enforcement. It's well schooled in us, and that is to use only as much force as necessary to obtain compliance. I think that your board is not using that in the case of Los Osos. You're not beginning at the lowest level of enforcement and not really allowing people to retain their self-respect by simply asking them to cooperate. 90% of the people would respond to the pump and inspection if they just received a letter. You're also assuming that we won't vote for a treatment facility, so you're basically holding a gun to our heads. Further, you are backing people into a corner by threatening their homes at a time when they, at least that's their perception, at a time when they fear losing their homes due to high cost of sewer.
You're not talking about Los Osos, are you?
Oh, it does sound like that, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay.
This is what concerns me. Things
I will
kind of disintegrate. Anything that's not on our agenda, tell us about. You have a minute and 20 seconds left.
The 2701 is my concern. It's a process that everybody wants to see to work forward. I'll just read one comment from State Water Resources Control Board Chair Tam M. Dudock. We look forward to working with Assemblyman Blakeslee and all the residents. And so in that spirit, I would like to see a lower level of enforcement. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Dugan?
Dave Dugan, Los Osos. As I drove up from getting lunch today, noticed four members of this board standing around the parking lot, or at least on the sidewalk, having a conversation. And I sat there for a while and watched. And I finally got out of my car and walked over to the four members of the board and asked if there was a Brown Act violation going on here, which I believe is actually a Bagley-Keene Act violation, but I believe concerning sunshine laws and such what, a perception of bias. When I asked if there was a violation here, the conversation went towards what we were just talking about, the weather. And I was wondering if I would have to ask about the ex parte conversation going on in this four-person conversation. And the response was, well, we're just talking about the weather. So much for the sunshine laws. So I stood there and waited for the conversation about the weather to go on. And I guess it was a private conversation because a very long pregnant pause happened there and nothing was said. And so I said, well, I guess it is a nice day, and I walked away. But my question is that if you want to, why would you want to gather together and present this procession? Perhaps you may be talking about an item on the agenda that you haven't ruled on yet. It really troubles me that it happened. I'm not trying to put a dispersion on anybody individually. I'm just trying to say that there is a perception. And I remember at the last hearings for the CDOs that the question of bias came up, and that you guys talked it away and said, well, we're not biased. In reality, when there's a question of bias, you, as the board who's being questioned about, there's a question about bias, aren't supposed to make that decision whether or not you're biased. It's supposed to go to another body for that question of bias. Now, I'm only going to ask, what was the topic of your conversation, and was it other than the weather? Thank you.
Okay, Mr. 1029. And
Los Osos, board staff. I have two items to speak about right now. The first is having to do with the basin plan. And I just wanted to state that my understanding is there were changes in the laws regulating the challenge of the basin plan. At the time it was enacted, you were supposed to challenge it when it was enforced upon. Somewhere down the road, the law changed, and it stated you had a certain fixed amount of time from its enaction date to challenge it, and our town lost out on its ability to challenge that basin plan in the changing of the laws. The reason I bring that up is because I want to ask your board and staff to assist our town in building this wastewater treatment system. And the only way we can see to reach a common goal is if you actually remove the basin plan prohibitions and incorporate the Los Osos zone to be the same drawn line as the area that needs the sewer system. We currently have people that have to have some type of wastewater treatment plant. Many of us are here today, and half a town or part of a town that doesn't care if we ever get one or not. And your board could assist us in reaching this common goal by revising that plan. Lastly, I want to mention, as I understand, the county of San Luis Obispo is having a type of town hall meeting Monday night, this coming Monday the 18th, at the Los Osos Middle School in Los Osos, 6 or 7 o'clock, I'm not sure. I would like to ask your staff or the board to possibly open up conversations with the county and actually invite you to our town in a hope to start the process of getting us all a system that everyone can be happy with. Everyone's goal is clean water, I'm sure. And if we could use a part of your staff other than the enforcement arm, whether it's the regulatory branch or whatnot, to help us get to a plant that is acceptable for everyone's goals, instead of going along towards something we think will work and then just having staff say it's not acceptable. If he can be at the startup or the buy-in of this project, I think it'll go a long way towards helping everyone achieve the goals we all have in common. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm just curious, is anyone from staff planning on attending any of the county meetings?
Harvey Packard again. We have discussed it, and I had haven't talked to Pava Ogren, the county, yet, but I left him his voicemails to discuss it some more. We can certainly do that, and I just want to say we have been in discussions with the county and plan on continuing those through this whole process. We're not going to be standing on the outside watching. We'll be involved with the 1071 or the AB 2071 process, so we'll definitely be there.
Okay, thank you. Lisa Schicker, and then Ron Scheib.
And so far, we've heard about some more Los Osos issues. Can you maybe remind people that it's not Los Osos we're talking about?
Yeah. Okay, Ms. Schicker.
Okay, with that reminder. Yes, my name is Lisa Schicker. I'm the president of the Los Osos CSD, and I'm speaking as a citizen at this moment. I don't know if I can have my government time. I was at work about the hearing, but I'm asking for that because I wasn't here and I was at work. But I'm just asking. You can say no. But
okay, well, this is.
I know this is general public comment.
It's just public comment.
I know. And I'm going to talk about that.
Okay, you have an attorney that's going to be putting on a case for you.
That's the one minute.
That already happened.
So. That's what I was referring to and saying I'm sorry I missed it, and I was requesting if I could have my 1 minute before he begins. That's all. I was just asking. So, three things.
Go ahead.
She's a party. She can have as much time as she wants during the presentation.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you don't need the 1 minute. I mean, you have a case that's going to be put on, and you can utilize that time to tell us what you want.
Okay.
And there's an hour, I believe, right, Mr. Murphy? So you can speak at that time. Okay. You have 3 minutes now to talk about things that we're not dealing with today.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm
starting. Go ahead.
Well, the first thing I was going to say, and stop me if I can't say it, is I wanted to commend your board for allowing us to continue talking and meeting with your staff on a regular basis. Our Los Osos CSD board has been meeting with your staff, and we're finding it very productive and very helpful. So I wanted to commend you and thank you. That was the first thing. And the second thing I wanted to talk about was basin plans, I guess in general, not the Los Osos basin plan. But basin plans can be revised, and I recommend that they should be revised on a regular basis. And I think there would be some benefit to that, and I'd really highly like to recommend that for you. I think that would go a long way towards your goals of clean water in a productive way. And then the third thing I wanted to talk about was this document here, called Water Quality Enforcement Document. I'm sure all of you are quite aware of this document. It's published by the State Water Resources Control Board. The latest copy I have is February 2002. And I'd like to refer, when I'm speaking, to page 5. And it talks about enforcement policies. And it talks about a term called progressive enforcement. And when the Water Board has people or persons or entities that are not recalcitrant and are cooperative, there is a process that the water boards do encourage, and it's called progressive enforcement, which means that you don't hit the people with the hardest thing first. You hit them with something softer. And I think that this policy is a good one, and I would recommend that it be considered by your board in all your decisions that you make. Thank you.
Thank you. And Ms. Schicker, there is, I believe we have staff that does deal with basin plan changes. And who is that? Mr. Packard, do you know, or Mr. Thomas?
Harvey Packard here. Lisa McCann, typically.
Okay. So there is someone who deals with that as part of their job. So that's who I would contact and discuss what you think might be appropriate as some change to the basin plan. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Scheib.
That was basically my question. I understand there's a 2007 triennial review. I looked at that's something I saw on the website. I wasn't quite sure. I was looking for a little bit more information. I guess Lisa McCann would probably be the person to speak with on that. Would that be correct?
Well, is that the triennial review of the ocean plan?
I thought
the inland waters plan.
The basin plan is what it is.
The basin plan.
It is the basin plan? Okay.
And so I was wondering how we would get involved in doing something like that, if possible.
Talk to Lisa McCann.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. That's it. Ms. McPherson. Last but not least, right? Okay.
Hi, Gail McPherson. I was wanting to speak today about grant programs, and I wanted to thank the staff for offering to work with us citizens of Los Osos to work towards grants and opportunities for funding. And also, as we look into affordability and affordability issues that go along with the sustainability requirements that are now part of the SRF program, it'll be very important for us to do that. And I'm just looking forward to a positive relationship and working towards those common goals. And thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Richard Margetson.
Richard Margetson. I came today to ask who we need to see to recoup the expenses that the CSD district put out for the last CDO hearing that was stopped basically because of an impropriety on behalf of the lead attorney. My problem is that this wasn't something that you were made aware of at that hearing or after that hearing. This is something that was brought to your board's attention last October down in Santa Barbara. The district incurred a tremendous amount of expense. The district has financial problems now. The district needs that money because of the fault of somebody from the water board staff. Who do we see to get those funds back? And then I'd like to add that I think because of knowing about it last October, I think you have a problem with the ACL hearing being tainted and the expense that the district incurred for that. I'm going to leave it at that at this point. We'll address some things later.
I mean, certainly this community services district has attorneys. They can tell them who they would seek redress for recouping those monies.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. That closes public comment period unless there's anyone else in the audience that still wishes to address the board on any matter not on the agenda. Okay. Let's move on.